Domina, erotic fiction, written and voiced by Haiku Sorrow for Gone Wild Audio Reddit. I feel more than see him switch. Closing his eyes for a moment, one hand grabs the wrist of the other to lock them both behind his back. I am writ large at this change, overwhelmed and joyously overflowing into the space he has left with his retreat. Breath quickening as his slows. When he lays back on the bed, when he is beneath me, with a half smile he watches my face always. Is he seeking approval? Watching my response to his gift. Ah, he makes me feel safe in my dominance. He says yes more often than I dared to hope for. I never push. I request and offer my hand. He does not hesitate to take it and join me. This is a new path for us both, yet we have been here, together in this place, forever. His thoughts are as familiar to me as my own. When my hand slides up his chest and stops, hesitates on his throat, there is no flicker in his eyes. Just trust. Well-deserved trust. I smile and my hand continues to rest on his cheek as I lean forward to kiss him. When he is sat blindfolded and bound, his fingers softly reach for me, straining against the rope to lightly tickle the inside of my thighs. He does not get to witness the struggle as I fight to stay in control, momentarily undone by both his trust and the easy unexpected affection. When I am folded beneath him, his face framed perfectly by my ludicrous heels, I do not feel diminished by my position. I feel powerful. And when he comes, I roar with him like a goddess calling forth the sea. Later, lazily twisted together, he tells me I visibly change when I have control. I know it is true. Just as I know that was not control that I took, but one that was given. I wrap myself around him and contentedly breathe against the little crook of his neck that I adore. We are equals again. When he leaves, he pulls me close, suddenly laughs, surprised by our height difference. Now I am in bare feet. Who would have known my big confident Dom is just a little pussycat? He laughs again at my half-indignant wriggle of protest and is still smiling as he leaves. And as I close the door behind him, I realize, so am I.